In order to understand the two readings, the first and the gospel, we need to look at the historical background of the first reading, the book of Samuel, where, you know, it was about King David. The reading was an event that took place 1,000 years before Christ. As you remember from the Old Testament, especially from Exodus, Moses went to Egypt and brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and then he led them to the Promised Land. And then on their way to the Promised Land, God promised something very extraordinary, very special, that would give them courage to reach their destination. And that promise was the sign of his presence. So when they reached Mount Sinai, Moses went there and received the Ten Commandments, the Ark of the Covenant. So they took the Ark of the Covenant and built a tent. So they carried the Ark of the Covenant all the way to the Promised Land. And they entered there and they started to settle. And of course, as God promised, they have taken the land. But they were always surrounded by enemies, so they had to fight, protect themselves. So wherever they went, they brought the Ark of the Covenant as a protection and to give them strength and courage also to win the war. Now, after many years, David became as king, successor of Saul, because Saul disobeyed God, and then he was killed in the fighting with Philistines, and David took over. So the first thing David did was to defeat all his enemies. So he took Jerusalem, defeating his enemies, and then later on the rest of the territory of Israel. So he defeated the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Ammonites, all those living in the southern Syria and by the east Dead Sea, and then also the west. So he took control of all Israel. So during his reign, Israel became strong and secure kingdom. Now, there was, all in all, Israel became very peaceful country. People started living peacefully. Now, what David did was, the first thing he did was to build a palace for himself. So he built a great and strong palace, which is also the sign of his power, the sign of his strength. As you have heard from the first reading, it was the House of Cedar, as it was called. Nowadays it is considered as the imperial palace, very big palace. So he started living there, and people started living peacefully, doing their routine businesses. And one day, David, he was caught off guard, captivated by an avoidable thought. So he called Nathan. Nathan was a prophet, and then he was his counselor. So Nathan came, and David said, "Look, I live in such a great palace, living a good life here. But look, the Ark of the Covenant is dwelling in the tent. And this is not right. It should be, God should come first. So I'm going to build a great temple for the Ark of the Covenant to dwell in." And Nathan, of course, was caught by surprise and said, "Well, that is a very excellent idea. So go ahead and do it. Build a palace." To their amazement, God intervened and said, "No, I don't want." He appreciated the idea, the plan of David, and he promised to bless him. And the blessing was that the line of your descendant will never die. So God promised him, the line of his descendant will never die.